WWIB coming up on 11 before 6. First thoughts this morning. My first thought is, with the government shutdown continuing on, what you hear from both sides is blame. Like, our side is completely innocent, and it's completely the other guy's fault. Now, I don't know about you, but in my marriage of 27-plus years, that's not what solves problems. That doesn't get it done. And I think on the higher plane, spiritually, what's amazing is Jesus, the blameless one, comes and takes the blame. It's so different, right? Politics is not the way, the truth, and the life. But the idea that the sinless Son of God comes and says, it's not my fault, but I'll take the blame. I'll take the punishment. That solves problems. That's why Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and not politics. Anyhow, just a thought this morning as we get rolling. On this October 30th, on October 30th, 1938.
Something wriggling out of the shadow like a gray snake. Now it's another one and another one and another one.
Yeah, this day in 1938, Orson Welles' classic radio play, The War of the Worlds, aired on CBS.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's indescribable. I can hardly force myself to keep looking at it. So awful. The eyes are black and they gleam like a serpent. The mouth is a kind of V-shaped with saliva dripping from its rimless lips. It seemed to quiver and pulsate.
Yeah, the live drama panicked some radio listeners who actually thought that the play's fake news reports about a Martian invasion was true. On this day in the year 1974, the Rumble in the Jungle took place. Muhammad Ali defeated George Foreman in Zaire, Africa, to regain the World Heavyweight Boxing Championship. Ali winning the fight with an eighth-round technical knockout, a TKO. And on this day in 2000...
I want to give you the bad news first. This program is going to go on forever.
Boy, you think you're tired now.
Comic legend Steve Allen died at the age of 78. Allen had been the first host of NBC's Tonight Show. Also in 2007, Tony and Grammy Award-winning singer and actor Robert Goulet died at the age of 73. And our devotion for God's love letters to you, a 40-day devotional experience. We're halfway through and closing out the Old Testament with day 20, Malachi. Beneath your doubt, you long for me. Malachi 4:2 says, to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. Larry Crabb putting this together from his longer book, 66 Love Letters, an imaginary conversation with God through all 66 books of the Bible. And we get to Book 39 in the Old Testament, Malachi. Larry imagines God unpacking the four chapters of that minor prophet this way. I have chosen you to be part of my plan to restore this earth to its full beauty and my people to their full beauty. Your calling is to reveal my love. You show contempt for my name when you treat me as though I were a vending machine stocked with sweets that temporarily satisfy. You weary me with your idea that people enjoy the pleasant life of prosperity and peace are the real winners. Every moment spent in seizing pleasure is a moment with your back to me. Turn toward yourself, live for satisfaction and fullness now, and you will lose yourself. Turn toward me, sacrifice your pleasure for mine, and you will find me. You will find purpose now and joy forever. I have loved you. I love you still. Beneath your darkness, disillusionment, and doubts, you long to know me, to serve me, to honor my name, to wait for me as my prisoner of hope. That delights me. You are my treasure. And we close it out this way. Father, forgive us for using you to arrange for our own pleasure and satisfaction rather than finding our pleasure and satisfaction in you. We haven't recognized how we turn our back on you. We long to find our truest and most pleasurable and satisfying purpose in turning toward you in order to love one another. Help each and every one of us discover our deepest longing for you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, birthdays, anniversaries, our promise of the day. And again, inviting your audio connects at 715-396-1670 with a Culver's Value Basket on the line. Drawing at the end of the show, not just from among everybody who connected with an audio connect at 396-1670, but whichever city we got the most from.
Good morning, Mark. You know, I'm so thankful for WWIB because I can do what I claim to do right now. It is my longtime friend Steve and Doris Minier's 49th anniversary today. You have a great day. Bye.
Happy anniversary, Steve and Doris. Wow, knocking on the door of 50 years together of wedded bliss. Congratulations. And I understand they are from Neillsville.
Good morning, Mark. Yes, we listen to WIB all the time. We wake up with WIB. It's on our radio channel all the time, everywhere in the house and in all our vehicles. And just, you guys really are like family. So we really love the inspirational music and prayers and focus on the family and just so many good programs. So that's our station of choice.
Yeah, this is Randy from Stanley. And I've been friends with WWIB Radio for over 40 years. Sure do like that Good Morning Blessing by Brennan Manning every morning at 5:57, 58 in there. And so thank you, Mark Alverson and the team there, for keeping the love of God before the people. Yeah, have a good day, WWIB.
Thank you,
Randy from Stanley.
We broke a little news with Heather Fleshinsky just about an hour ago.
Yes, indeed. Matt Maher joining us at OneFest 2026. Matt Maher will be the 7 o'clock artist right before For King and Country on Saturday night.
Well, we're getting closer to our drawing for a meal at Culver's as we celebrate October Connect Month, second to last day.
Yes, and again, you can connect today, you can connect tomorrow, but we've just been doing something fun this morning, asking for your audio connections, leaving a voicemail with how the station is part of your life, how long you've listened, when you listen, if there's a song or program that you especially enjoy. We love hearing from you. You can even do so now at 715-396-1670.
Some great calls we had from earlier in the morning we'll share again.
Hi, WIB family. This is Julie from Eau Claire. I already wrote my connect in on paper this year, but it doesn't hurt to say it again. I just really appreciate all that WIB does, not only in spreading the gospel, but in creating efforts that help the community, even from the Feed My People that's going on right now, the Week Air Eau Claire, the single moms. You guys just do so much to help people who are in need in the community. Your kindness jar, that was awesome too. So way to go, WIB. We love you. I love you. Keep it up. Bye.
Great stuff. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
And she's a regular, right, when it comes to the Backpack to School Challenge. And so thank you so much for your listenership. And also we go to the Northland.
Hey, Mark, this is Todd from Rice Lake. Rice Lake loves WWIB morning show. We just wanted to let you know that. I've been listening for decades, and we just love waking up to the WWIB morning show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Todd. So again, we've had lots of other calls. And again, what we said was we're looking for audio connects, and we were going to keep track by city. And we got a tie between Eau Claire and Chippewa at the moment at 3 apiece. 2 calls from Stanley and from Rice Lake. And then 1 apiece, Owen, Menominee, and Durant. So we'll see how it finishes these final 10 minutes.
Yeah, again, a few minutes left. Leave us your audio connection. A quick voicemail is totally fine. 715-396-1670. And don't forget, connect in person tomorrow. Costume Connect. Bring the kids in costume. We'll have Plinko for prizes, lots of candy, lots of fun. 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon here at the WWIB studios in Halley.
I was struck by Julie's call and her message. She said not only the gospel, but then as she named the different things that she's encouraged by, I thought, but living the gospel, doing the gospel, or on a throwback Thursday, as Clay Cross sings, being the word, doers of the word on WIB. Hey, that's going to do it for us. And thanks so much for all who took part in our Audio Connect contest.
Yes, helping us get our monthly connections closer and closer to 500. We are getting close now, just today and tomorrow left. And it looks like the count going into today was at 478. So we're trying to get to 500 or more connections. by tomorrow. And again, Costume Connect tomorrow. Bring the kids in costume. Plinko for prizes. We've got all sorts of candy and fun 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock tomorrow. So a great way to connect in person. We'd love to see your smiling faces.
And I understand maybe that WIB Super Listener is going to be in the house.
That's
right?
What so, I hear.
Yeah, that should be great. All right. Hey, that's going to do it for us. But wait, who wins? Who wins the meal at Culver's? The delicious sandwich, the fantastic fries, the beverage, and that concrete mixer. And Eau Claire and Chippewa both had three different audio connects. And congratulations to Kent Dorney. He goes away in Chippewa Falls with the prize.
Congratulations, Kent. Thank you, everybody, for connecting with us during October Connect Month. Keep it up.